WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Two Americans are dead and two others are now back in the U.S. after getting kidnapped in Mexico. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the latest.
A relative says the four Americans had traveled together from South Carolina so one of them could have cosmetic surgery just south of the border. Shortly after entering Mexico, their minivan was caught in a shootout between rival cartels. Here at the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre sent the president's condolences to the families of the two Americans who died. She also noted that part of Mexico is under a level 4 State Department advisory, warning Americans not to travel there.
Folks need to be really careful.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Five women in Texas who say they were denied abortions when their pregnancies endangered their lives are now suing the state over its abortion ban. Nancy Northrup is with the Center for Reproductive Rights.
It is the first lawsuit in which individual women have sued a state for the harm that they endured because abortion care has been criminalized in the wake of Roe's reversal.
Critics say the Texas law is creating confusion among doctors who are turning people away with any complications because they're afraid of going to jail. The Justice Department's filed an antitrust lawsuit that could block JetBlue from merging with Spirit Airlines. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
By acquiring Spirit, JetBlue will eliminate the largest ultra-low-cost carrier in the United States.
The merger would create the fifth largest carrier in the country. Garland says that could result in higher fares and fewer choices for travelers. While many Californians still don't have power and are running out of supplies following record snowfall, but now they have to get ready for rain. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
This is not a garden variety storm.
Chris Matarocchia is with the National Weather Service. The massive front is being categorized as an atmospheric river, likely to drop large amounts of rain. The big concern is that it will melt the snow and lead to dangerous flooding.
This is something, again, that will bring impacts to daily life never experienced before.
The heaviest rains are expected at the end of the week. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Stocks on Wall Street dropped after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell warned today that it could increase interest rates again this month if inflation stays high. Financial analyst Ryan Payne.
What was not anticipated was the more hawkish comments, meaning they may have to raise interest rates even more. That's been anticipated, and the market was not expecting that.
The Dow fell about 575 points, the S&P lost 62, and the NASDAQ dropped over 145 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent. All over Breeze Car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
On March 13th, we honor the canine members of the police force and military for Canine Veterans Day. We remember those beloved pets who served their country and their veterans. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union and Southwood County Humane Society. With Members Advantage Credit Union, free checking accounts are easy, simple, and yes, free. Open your free checking account today with locations in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with lows around 23. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Lows level off around 27. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. 4 to 8 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
We welcome you into the Greg Gard Radio Show, our final installment on this platform for this season as the Badgers get ready for the Big Ten Conference Tournament in Chicago, back at the United Center. For the first time in 4 years, it does seem like it's been a minute. In 2019, the last time this event, obviously didn't have it in 2020, and bounced around various sites, of course, but now back in Chicago this week as the Badgers will take on Ohio State Wednesday night, or late Wednesday afternoon, 5:30 tip Central Time at the United Center, and the winner of the game between Wisconsin and Ohio State will take on Iowa, and that will be on Thursday afternoon as we welcome in the head coach of the Badgers, Greg Gard. We were just recording a television segment about the craziness of this Big Ten regular season, all the games decided by 5 points or less, the overtime games of which you guys were involved in four in league play of the 13 that the conference had. This was maybe, as we talk every year about parity, this, that, and the other, but this one might kind of take the cake. In your time here, would that be fair
to
say?
Yeah, I think there's just the whether it's parity or inconsistency, I haven't quite, landed on either one or one or the other consistently here. But I think there's a lot of, there's a lot of equalness, I think, within the league. We've seen that. You watch games, you watch even the final scores, as you mentioned, it's the 13 overtime games, 49 of the games were 5 points or less. So there is a lot of, there's a lot of balance across it for a variety of reasons. I think that's a whole nother show. You go into theories of why there's so much and why the games are so close. But for our guys, just as I've told them, I said that the reason you're in these games is because you're a good team. Otherwise, you wouldn't have this many and you wouldn't be this competitive with pretty much everybody we've played. So you just try to keep learning from it and get better in late game situations. But the competitiveness of this group is definitely, hasn't been lacking in how they've competed and gotten after it and given us everything every day that they have. And that's why we're, in a position here to be able to do something down the road.
Yeah, that was one of the other nuggets. 10 teams have at least 10 wins in the Big Ten. Like 8 losses normally is fourth place if you're lucky, more like fifth. Now it could get you through the tiebreakers. It gets you the number two seed in the league this year. I've mentioned this to you quite a bit. I've marveled at how these teams here at Wisconsin have always just gone about their business, no matter what happened the game before. I don't know if I've asked you how. Your guys have gone through some gut punches, and they've won a lot of they've actually won more close games than they haven't, so that's probably worth reminding ourselves that. But you guys just keep coming back. If it was after the Michigan game, after the Purdue game, how does this group do that?
Well, I think, first of all, you start with the character of the guys in the locker room and the type of people and players we have in the program and their approach and their, I think, their commitment to each other, knowing that we're not going to fracture or isolate ourselves. We're going to continue to stay together and work at the things that we need to get better at. It's the competitive nature within it. I think that as an athlete, you know that you've got X number of games in front of you in your career. You got to keep pushing forward. And I think also part of it is how we approach every game and every day. I don't give any more of a hype talk against Purdue than I do against Minnesota. It's the same things that we have to, we have to play the game the right way. And I think when they get that consistency of approach and even after games, I may find more things we faltered on in losses than I do in wins than I do in losses. And sometimes that's happened where, and it comes down to sometimes a make or miss game. You make the shot and everybody looks great. You miss the shot and everybody feels bad. So yeah, it's a fine line.
Boy, speaking of which,
Patriots. I know you were asked, we talked to you, and then you were asked in the postgame after Minnesota. Chucky, who's made a few really big shots, he added another one to the list on Sunday. It was interesting. I was talking with Josh Gosser. It was a casual conversation a few weeks ago, and we were talking about Trey Jackson, and Josh was saying, you can't be afraid to miss.
Right.
And I don't know how many people actually hear someone put it that way, but there's a lot to be said for that.
Absolutely.
Right?
And because you're not gonna make them all. In fact, quite frankly, you'll probably miss more game-winning ones or game-tying or ones that get to put the spotlight on than you're gonna make over the course of your career if you do this long enough. So, for every game-winning shot that we remember, there's probably two or three that we have tried to forget that didn't go our way. So, and that's you mentioned Trey Jackson. I remember Bronson Koenig, Cam Taylor, Jordan. I mean, go on and on and on. If you're at this enough and in enough of those games, you're going to have some that aren't going to come out how you want them to.
Yeah, we probably mentioned this through the years, but it's worth bringing up again. There, you have to be built a little different to be the one who wants to be. Everybody says he or she wants to be that person,
right?
But when it comes down to it, it's probably not a real big percentage, right?
Right, because as you mentioned, you can't be afraid to miss, and everybody wants to be the hero, but there's days, like I mentioned, you aren't going to be the hero. And then can you accept that and the things that come with it? Not only that you put on yourself personally, but I was in today's world, you got a lot of voices around you, whether you want it or not. So you have to, be able to, I think there's a poem out there, a thing by Winston Churchill, the man in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very much, what you, it's great when everything goes right. But you can be really lonely. I think Coach Ryan had a saying that success has 1,000 parents, failure is an orphan.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that fits very true to that position.
When you said poem, I almost texted it to you, but I didn't. It was because it was coming up on the anniversary of a Bob Knight speech. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So it was like, thinking of that too. Let's go back to the Minnesota game, because what was interesting was when Chucky made that three, that was only the second 3-point attempt in the second half. Obviously, this was a game where you guys were able to just pound the ball inside with Tyler Wall and Steven Crowell. It helps not to have somebody 7-4 in there. Yes. Their bigs are good, don't get me wrong, but you were able to find something in that game, and those guys were really good.
Yeah, and they delivered. I think we kept going to them, and we emphasized with the other guys on the perimeter that we had to continue to play through the paint, and it's not, I wouldn't say it was emphasized any more than other games, but you find something that's working. And players get in a groove, and teammates recognize that, and we keep trying to. You go with what's working that night, and that night playing through Steve and playing through Tyler. Maybe they like being back across the river. I don't know. Play felt a little extra juice with being back in their home state. So that was a. Good to go up there and be able to play well.
And good for those guys, because it doesn't always work out that way. Because I would imagine they were very excited to be back there. And I'm sure they were well-represented family and friends. And, sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's not. But I guess, your program has had a fair amount of experience with some of those Minnesota guys going back.
Yeah, there is always a, especially earlier in their career, I notice a little more of the nervousness, jitters, whatever, trying to really perform over the top and putting more pressure on themselves and playing maybe too fast. But I think both those guys have enough experience that they it means something. There's no doubt. I'm not going to deny that doesn't mean something to those guys. And I think the whole city of Lakeville was there, along with a couple of recruits that we got coming next 2 years as well. But it was good to hear all that "Let's go Badgers" chant as Tyler was knocking down those last two free throws, and it's always good to, winning at home is great. Mm-hmm. Winning on the road is really much sweeter. Because you realize as a coach how hard it is to do.
There was a good crowd there. I didn't know, because the weather got bad Sunday night, and the student section there was so-so, but there was a good crowd at Williams-Renton and a lot of red. That kind of just shows you that, no matter how teams are playing or whatever, it's Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Right.
That means a lot.
Right? Yeah, there's no doubt. It's a rivalry, just like Wisconsin, Iowa, and But yeah, it was great to see all that red. You know, the students were on spring break, so there was more red in the barnyard than there were animals. So, which was good to see.
That's very true. We mentioned Chucky. You were joking after the game. Not a recommended method, but the legs were fresh in the second half. He had the foul trouble. You wouldn't want that tomorrow night or moving forward. But I guess he made the most out of a tough first half.
He did. Yeah, he got a lot of rest time. You know, as I mentioned to him with about a minute to go, I said, you use the first part of halftime to make sure you're really loose running that hallway down there, because quarters are a little tight in that down in the tunnel.
Yes,
as you know, as you see there for pregame, so there's not a lot of space, so utilize what we have and make sure you're ready to go for the second 20.
This is probably a crazy comment here, because I was, you know, in the end when there was the miscommunication on an inbounds pass and then Max fouls Jamison Battle, like in theory you don't want that, but I had this flash of Battle just, he was probably going to launch a three there too.
Kind of like right? The one he hit against Rutgers four days earlier, right?
As dumb as this probably sounds, going, maybe that's not a horrible foul.
Yeah.
You know, it's not exactly what you were looking for there, right?
No, it wasn't. We had a little math. We had a little math error there in terms of how much we were up by, but no, I mean, it's, you're right. I mean, who knows, with seven, you know, seconds to go, it would have been enough time to square back up and get a three off. And so, hey, things happen for a reason.
Good thing we can kind of joke about it now.
Yes.
Things worked out the right way for the Badgers. They're taking on Ohio State. We'll touch on the Buckeyes, the opponent on Wednesday down at the United Center in Chicago. We will take our first break, celebrating 75 years of food and fun. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. More the Coach Guard Show coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Keep your pup happy and healthy with Menards. Greenies Dental Dog Treats help prevent gum disease, freshen breath, and are fortified with vitamins and minerals to ensure balanced nutrition. Greenies Dental Dog Treats are proudly made in the USA, accepted by the Veterinary Oral Health Council. And right now, Greenies Dental Dog Treats are 11% off. Good through March 12th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Oh,
We continue with the Greg Gard Show coming up in a few minutes. We sit down with strength and conditioning coach Jim Snyder, and Mike Lucas has a conversation, spit it out, Matt, with Jim Jackson, former Ohio State star and longtime analyst, both college and NBA, and of course, Trey Jackson, you remember, pretty good player here just a few short years ago. Ohio State, you saw him a month and change ago in Columbus. I know Zed Key, they've gone ahead and shut him down. He's had some surgery on his shoulder. But Connor Asigian, all-freshman team, Bryce Sensabaugh as well. So a couple of pretty good rookies will have at it again, right?
Yeah, they will. And definitely, I think, a team that's playing better. I know, obviously, they've gone through their share of rough patches with injuries and, obviously, a lot of freshmen, and new guys in the program. But they have, they beat Illinois, they beat Maryland, played Michigan State pretty tough in East Lansing on Saturday. So it's a team that is, playing better. And as you mentioned, Bryce Sensabaugh is, one of the best freshmen in the league. Thornton's been playing better since the last time we saw them. And, so they have good players, Justice Suing, McNeil, really good shooter on the perimeter. So it'll be a good test for us on Wednesday night.
It speaks to the parity again, maybe not just in the league, but in college basketball, because this is a quad two opportunity here for Wisconsin, and this is a team that's 13th in the Big Ten, so that maybe that says something about the landscape.
Yeah, just think back to December. They were ranked, they started off 2-0. They won by 20 at Northwestern, mm-hmm. And we saw where Northwestern ended up finishing, 12-8, and it, came down to Sunday night. You could be 2 or you could be 9, and they ended up being 2 with the win at Rutgers. Ohio State beat Rutgers on the half-court shot that actually the guy was out of bounds or had run out of bounds. Mm-hmm. So they've played good basketball. But again, when injuries started to hit, and then freshmen, I think, kind of hit it, had freshman moments at times. But they're definitely a talented team.
You've been a part of teams that have won championships in this conference tournament, have played in championship games. What's the key? Because this is rapid fire. If things go the right way tomorrow, it's a pretty quick turn on Thursday. So this whole rest and recovery thing takes on a whole new meaning, doesn't it?
It does, and I think the thing is you keep it simple. You don't try to overcomplicate. We're not going to be installing or changing, things. We'll quickly, if we win, take care of business tomorrow night, prepare for Iowa in short order. We just played them not that long ago, so there's not, with most of these teams, you know them like the back of your hand anyway, so it's more about just keeping the thing simple and playing the game, and the things that you do well, you got to kind of accentuate that and continue to push forward and worry more about yourself really than you do the opponent.
Different coaches through the years have had different outlooks to the league tournament. I guess back in the old days before we had this, why would we want to? We get why. It's television and it's revenue and all of that. Has there been a beyond either getting a higher seed or playing yourself into the tournament, have you noticed, has there been a help where being in this setting helps in the NCAA or not really?
I wouldn't say really. I don't think it makes that big a deal difference in terms of the tournament atmosphere. It'll be a good setting in Chicago, but these guys have played in state tournaments and things like that. They've been in that. They understand what's at stake, and I think that's you got to survive in advance. It really comes down, it doesn't matter what it looks like, you just got to make sure you try to get it done.
Doing a memory lane thing here as you focus your attention on Ohio State, but I think one of the best Big Ten tournament games I've seen a lot of them, obviously Badger fans have seen a lot of them, but the game in Chicago, the championship game against Michigan State in 2015, when it looked like you guys are going to be down for the count,
right?
And then the rally and Gosser making the play going into Media Row there. That was, your seeding was probably set one way or the other, in the game, but it just kind of tells you the competitive nature of these guys.
When that ball goes up and the lights are on and scoreboard's running, it doesn't matter whether we're playing for a trophy or not. If it was a pickup game, guys would be going after it. So, that was a heck of a rally back. We were dead in the water. But that's why you play every possession out and continue to, fight forward, and good things can happen when you play hard.
Yeah, high-level stuff. Some pros on the Michigan State roster that year, and obviously the same thing with Wisconsin, with Decker and Kaminsky and that whole group. group. Let's get back. I know on the TV taping we did, I touched on it a little bit with Connor Resegian, all-freshman team, and Chucky Hepburn earning honorable mention, all-Big Ten. I think the all-Big Ten team makes sense, you know, with guys like Zach Edey, Trace Jackson Davis, Jalen Pickett, Chris Murray, that whole group, really no qualms with that. But it's good to see Chucky recognize. Again, it shows some depth in this league in terms of star players, and Chucky's media and, more importantly, coaches recognize right. Good when they see it.
Yeah, there's no doubt that, you know, he's I believe he's still our leading scorer the last time I looked. So you look at, you know, there's could be a lot of guys that could be, vied for that position or be on those teams. So, as you mentioned, I think the first team that was pretty cut and dry. I mean, I know in my mind with the players that I saw, felt there was, you know, the older big guys really jump out with Edey and Trace Jackson Davis, Hunter Dickinson, I know made the media, not the coaches, Jalen Pickett. So you look at guys that have had experience, Chris Murray, obviously has had a really good year. So, I think that's, and Connor getting recognized as the all freshman. There's some really good freshmen, you know, some freshmen that might not be sophomores. They might be gone to the draft. So, But to be recognized in that group of players is credit to Connor and his teammates.
And he does. We've mentioned this before, but he does have an ability, no matter, and I guess the great shooters do. If you're going to miss a few, you're not going to be afraid to take the next one. And with him, it's not just about three-point shooting, though.
Right.
The things that he can do, and everybody now in the Big Ten knows that about him, right?
Yeah, his ability to put the ball on the floor has definitely improved. I mean, he's done things that I did not see him do in AAU or high school. So he's added things to his game. He's obviously got to get a lot stronger, and that will help on the other end of the floor too, with the defensive end. But just the confidence and the swagger he plays with, he has the swagger and the confidence that good shooters need to have. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that, you're not a good shooter, because they're much like those end of game situations where you're not going to make every shot, so you better flush the misses out quick and get ready for the next one.
You mentioned his increased strength, and I teased it a few minutes ago. We'll visit with Jim Snyder here coming up in a few minutes. Give us your perspective on Snides, because the strength coaches spend so much time with these guys. Brent Newharth, your athletic trainer as well.
Right.
And just, you know, how vital guys like that, people like that are to a program.
Oh, they're vital. They spend more time with our players than our coaching staff does, because they have so much more hands-on in the off season. And they have them, if Jim lifts 3 days a week, 4 days a week earlier in the year, backs it down obviously now, but it's every day he has them doing something of some sort when we're in an on day. So they are vital and essential. And Brent too, just like Henry was, it's the everyday taking care of everything, because there's a lot of, everybody has aches and pains this time of year. There's nothing probably that doesn't hurt or isn't banged up. So you have to find a way through it. And then also just the transition to college, and because being a college athlete's not easy, and there's some conversations and some help that those two guys can always offer that maybe they're more comfortable talking to about than they are coaching staff members. So that's what I always noticed with Henry. He was really, really good. Brent obviously is much younger in his career, but has the same communication ability with athletes to make them feel at ease that they can come to him with anything that, on or off the court that may be bothering them.
And I would imagine, too, they're straight up with you, or they'll say, hey, coach, maybe today, maybe this, you dial back today, or you can go ahead. Those honest conversations.
Absolutely. And we have the technology now with the little chips that players wear in their shorts. They go in a pouch that we can really monitor load and monitor mileage and how many, reps, all those type of things. We really, I'd be lying if I understand it all. I just talk to Jim and say, hey, are we okay? He shows me the graphs and stuff on his computer, and you can tell who's really at a high impact game, how many miles they've run in a game. We realize how much guys run. It's 5-6 miles in a game. So just how do you, be smart about, not overloading somebody that's had a high usage rate. And it's par for the course. Usually the high numbers are the guys that play a lot of minutes. So, that's not rocket science there, but Jim is really good at communicating, and I listen.
technology is unbelievable today. Probably didn't have this when you guys were getting rolling at Platteville.
No.
Or even here for that matter.
No.
20-some years
ago. You didn't care how many miles you ran. Just run more.
Yeah, get after it. We'll take a break. Speaking of strength and conditioning, we'll hear from the coach, Jim Snyder, coming up in a couple of minutes as the Greg Gard Show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with lows around 23. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Lows level off around 27. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. 4 to 8 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Continuing with the Greg Gard Show, coming up in a few minutes, Mike Lucas sits down with Jim Jackson, the former Ohio State star and longtime NBA player and now longtime analyst of both college basketball as well as the NBA. But for the next several minutes, we have a chance to visit with Jim Snyder, the Badgers strength and conditioning coach. These are vital roles with sports teams, often with very little publicity. and usually by the choosing of said coach. But Snides is very important to this Wisconsin basketball program, and throughout the course of a long season, we talk with him about the challenges of keeping the players' strength and weight up through the grind of a college season and all the travel that goes with it.
It's definitely with the season and the grind of how basketball works, what it does to their body. You know, we got guys that are playing, you know, 35 plus minutes a game, so it's quite a bit, and they expend a lot of calories. This is a big expenditure there, so it's really trying to, like, A, replenish calories. You know, obviously the training is really important, so kind of what we look at as the season goes, like, in the off season, right, before we start, it's usually about how strong guys are, what are their power outputs, numbers, and things like that. But, like, as the season goes, really the main goal is, all right, like, what's their lean body mass, and can we keep some, like, just some lean mass, you know, keeping their body weight up, because obviously they're getting a ton of, like, explosive work and a ton of jumping work on the court. So really what the weight room becomes is, all right, can we be able to just keep size on guys the best we can? Now, it's obviously pretty tough to mitigate because you have multiple factors that go into play when you talk about keeping weight on guys. You have obviously hormone levels, you have, like, stress levels, which is obviously huge when you talk about traveling and lack of sleep. That kind of messes with cortisol, but again, that cortisol is kind of the opposite of what puts muscle on. It actually breaks muscle down. So that's the tough part, is making sure, A, keeping guys sleeping healthy, working with their nutrition, you know, making sure they're taking their vitamins, and then just, you know, working with them on how to manage their stress levels as the season goes. So it's a process.
In a normal week, if there is such a thing with basketball, let's say you play a Saturday, Wednesday, and then the following Saturday or Sunday,
yeah,
how many times a week would those guys be in the weight room?
So they're usually, we try to get at least, like, two, sometimes three touches per week. If it's usually what I say is, how I look at things is, like, game day minus two, which would be 2 days out for a game, or game day minus one. So if we're game day minus two, game day minus three, then the weight room becomes a little bit more on the strength side of things, hypertrophy, so trying to maintain some size with a little bit of power, because that's the furthest away from the game. So if it's game day minus two, minus three, that's usually kind of what our focus is. And then if it's game day minus one or getting closer, like a day before, then it's more of a speed emphasis, where we're just kind of, like, just priming the system to make it feel fresh for the next day, for the following day's game. So we try to get at least two workouts in a week, sometimes three, depending on how the schedule is. You know, it's at this point in time of the year, we're rolling level every 3 days, so it's kind of tough, you know, but just to be able to maintain just a little bit of stimulus to keep guys, A, number one, like, mentally feeling good. I always say, I kind of use this, like, psychology sometimes trumps physiology. As much as I'm into physiology, there's a lot that goes into the mental part as well.
Is that one of the bigger differences? Because your business is always evolving. I mean, I would imagine that that is a constant thing for you, is keeping up on you know, what's new in the business. What you just said, is that different than maybe 10, 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah,
even?
Yeah. It's, you know, everybody's realizing, I mean, you look at the athletes today, you think back to NBA level when Jordan played versus LeBron and these guys now, like, it's kind of a catch-22, right? Guys are much bigger and stronger and faster, but then also the implication of, look, there's much more wear and tear in the body because we've developed these guys into freaky machines. So that's the catch-22. Back in the day, yeah, maybe guys didn't train as hard. They weren't as big and fast and strong. But now everybody's doing it, right, because they know it's important. They know it's a competitive advantage. And so that's the difficult part, is, like, all right, like, how much do we push these guys so far? And like you said, like, there's so much more science and research that goes into it. Like, if you came into my office, my interns laugh at me all the time because I have, you know, different studies and stuff from all over the place, different. It's not just all exercise. Sometimes I look at stuff in disease, look at, like, Parkinson's disease, because it's actually, those are diseases of the nervous system, which basketball is very much a nervous-driven sport, so it's explosive stuff. So I look at some different stuff to, like, figure out, like, all right, how can I help these guys be as healthy as possible and make sure that their body is primed and to compete at the highest level. Yes, it's a super long season, so we're, you know, that's the toughest part about, like, team sport, is you got to, I mean, every game is important. So it's hard to say, well, we want to peak at a certain time. Like, really, that's pretty tough. It works good in, like, track and field, swimming, where you have more controllables, but when team sports, you're competing so much, it's pretty tough to peak guys. But really, it's just making sure in basketball, making sure these guys are, like, healthy. You know, if we're looking at the tendon health, make sure that their knees and hips and joints and stuff are feeling as best they can. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of wear and tear, so it's managing that aspect for the guys.
I always am interested in those, like, before and after, when an athlete first gets here, as opposed to when an athlete is done with his career. John Luhr has, like, when he first got here, the big picture of him in the practice gym, and he looked like he was 12, yep, left a man, and obviously went on to have a very good NBA career. I remember, we were talking about this before we started this interview, when Michael Finley was here, skinny young guy out of Chicago, quiet and skinny, and then when he got into the weight room, he kind of liked what it was doing for him. It became a motivator. When I remember that story, I think of somebody like Connor.
Yeah,
Connor Esiejian. Is he kind of liking some of the changes happening with him?
Yeah, for sure. And like he knows, like it's funny because I mean, a lot of these guys that come here, they don't even know like what a clip is, what a barbell is, or like what's that, coach? Or they look on the floor and they see some kettlebells and they're like, "What are those?" I'm like, "Those are kettlebells." So it's pretty interesting. Like Connor, obviously, is very gifted, can shoot the ball. I mean, and that's what he worked on, his skill, and there's nothing wrong with that. But now it's, you know, for him to take the next step, it's just working on the physicality and developing his body. And this is the first time he's ever really trained, and that's common with a lot of freshmen when they come in. Is like, you know, they may have worked out for their preseason, but then once the season starts, they don't do anything at all. And then after the season's over, then they start picking it up. So, you know, that's the fortunate part about the nice part about the collegiate development system is you can come in and guys get, you know, services that we offer, you know, year round, and that can keep guys developing on a daily basis. And I think it's huge for guys to develop that confidence, you know, like you talked about regarding Mike, like, he felt better, and then, you know, if you feel good, you play good, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of it. So
I was think of another guy right now, Stephen Crow. When he first got here, obviously, like most, you know, you physically it's going to be tough when you're going up against veteran bigs. And now, you know, even last year, he thought like the midpoint of last year is like, okay, I can deal with these guys. We talk about coaching staffs, you know, Greg Gard and his staff, Sharif, Dean, and Joe, how they get excited when someone develops. I would think when you know, Big Stevie's up there against all those bigs in this league, when he's getting stuff done, I'm thinking Coach Snyder is pretty excited there.
Super
on the bench.
Excited. I mean, that's the great part about my job is like watching kids develop, you know, seeing kids get better, more confident, like watching Steve grin and smile when he goes in there and be able to bang and lower his hips. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, that's the stuff that I look at like, hey, okay, like I'm making an impact, you know, with these guys. And it's fun to see them develop because it's not easy, you know, like I tell people, like, it's really nothing that I do. It's I put together the plan, but the guys have to put in the effort, you know. And a guy like Steven, like, puts in a tremendous amount of effort on an everyday basis. And so, he, you know, he's seeing, people are seeing the fruits of his labor because he puts in the effort.
Yeah, the final question here is probably an impossible one because you couldn't list them all. But you've worked with various sports, including hockey, men's and women's hockey, among the other sports, and with basketball, obviously, here with the Badgers. Who are some guys, I'm sure fans would want to know, who are some athletes that were just like freak shows from the beginning, or maybe just developed into that in their time here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we had one last year in Johnny. He's a really, really special one as far as just like how he can move. And I've talked about this before. Like, he had a lot of athletic qualities coming in, and all we had to do was really fine tune him. He's one that comes to mind. Obviously, like newer age, like Cole Caulfield, like obviously he had a physical development for being such a small guy. Like, you know, obviously his stature is small, but he packs a big punch on the ice, and so he needed to really make sure that training was a big part of it. You know, we've had Ryan McDonough from the hockey side, Pavelski, who obviously, like, he's still playing at the age he's playing at. Like, he's probably the one of the – he's really special, but more special from the mental standpoint than an absolute physical standpoint. Like, yeah, he works really hard physically, but mentally I've never seen a guy just – that can put in the daily grind that he does. I mean, even to this day, I mean, he's still playing, and, you know, he'll still, if he has to play golf at 9 or a tee time at 9, he'll call me and be like, hey, we got to go at like 6 or 5:45. Like, and does he really need to do that at this point in time in his career? I mean, I don't know, but again, mentally, like, he knows that to keep himself engaged, that's really important to him. And that's what's special about some of those guys at that level is that they all have very good physical gifts, but mentally, like, can you do the same thing over and over without it getting boring? You know, and I don't ever have to make it entertaining. It's just like the straight grind every single day for him, and it just goes about his work.
Is that part of your fun final thought here with this team this year? Because there's so much that goes on that we don't see. You know, there's everybody is excited when you have 17,000 watching them perform, but there are thousands of hours with nobody watching.
Yeah.
Is this a group? I get the impression it is, but I'll ask you: this is a group that you enjoy being around because they like to get in there and work and
think. Yeah, no, it's better. It's definitely this group. Like, really, you know, this is my second full-time year now, so like, they're getting used to me a bit, you know. I'm getting used to them, but they're probably getting a little more used to me. But yeah, no, these guys are good. And like, you know, it's tough because, you know, I always say the way you do anything is the way you do everything. And so I'm pretty demanding in there as far as, hey, you know, I'll definitely work with guys, you know, as long as like they're upfront honest. But like, when we come in there, there's work to be done, you know. And so and especially with these guys, with how athletic they are, like the training process of the weightlifting and the movement and the flexibility and taking care of your body is so important. I mean, it's amazing what just a little work and how far it will take you down the road.
Yeah,
so you know, and that's the thing. I think guys feel good when on the court. I feel like, you know, our team moves pretty well on the court. Obviously, we like to be a little bit bigger all the time, but we that's the process as we go.
That's Badger strength and conditioning coach Jim Snyder. We'll take a break. Mike Lucas is up next with Jim Jackson as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball, not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state, here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day? If you can't beat the actual game, Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered. With more than 20 flat screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome back to the Greg Gard Radio Show. I'm Mike Lucas. I'm joined by college basketball analyst Jim Jackson. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Trey, his whereabouts, and how he's doing.
Thank you for asking. Trey's doing well. Hung up the playing shoes. He's living in Las Vegas. Wants to pursue a coaching career on the NBA side, so he's been working on that, along with training some young individual talented kids. Also, helping young men transition from either college or professional playing to the real world, to what life is really like on the outside once you're done playing a professional sport or a college sport.
Did you ever think about coaching?
Hell no. Not at all. It was never, I love to teach and I love to help young men, but the business of coaching just wasn't where I was at.
So what's the best advice you could give to Trey going into that profession?
Same like I gave him before, the passion, the love for helping young men grow to be the best that they can be, whether that's on the pro level, high school level, or college level, and have passion about it, which he does. It's going to take a lot of hard work, a lot of studying, and he's going to have to start probably from the bottom and have to kind of grind and work his way up, but he's used to that.
Jim, I want to touch on some hot-button topics in college basketball. Your take right now on the transfer portal, where it is today and where it needs to go.
Well, it's tough because you need a lot of data to understand what works and what doesn't. I think another year or two we get a chance to see really what are the benefits, what's the pros and cons from it. Again, transfer, I love the ability for young men to move to a situation that may be better, maybe more conducive for them for their career. So I really do value that aspect of it. It's a lot of it. Not all of it works out, but I think young men should have a choice on what they want to do with their futures.
Do you think some guardrails are needed in terms of recruiting and how you go about recruiting, especially with name, image, likeness tied in with the portal?
Well, so the name, image, and likeness is the same thing for me. I think you need about 4 or 5 years of actual data to understand what needs to be adjusted, because right now we're still entering into new phases of what it really means to have NIL. When the thought process was to help young men and women be the benefit off of their likeness and images, but it's turned more into recruiting and money and things like that. So all of this has to be studied. You have to get the numbers and see what they say. And then I think from there, make an informative decision on how you restructure maybe the system itself. Because university got to deal with how do they double dip with alumni in regards to giving money to NIL, but also to the university and the sports program. They didn't anticipate that. So it's a lot of nuances to this that still have to be worked out.
Did you play too early, too soon for all of this? Would you have enjoyed this landscape?
You know, the easy answer is to say yes. The real down-to-earth answer is I played when I was supposed to during that time period. You know, I would never, ever regret that part or take away from that, because that was a golden era in my eyes of basketball, which allowed me to have my son and watch him play at the cusp of what we see now.
With the NCAA tournament approaching, does the field need to be expanded or not?
I don't like it to be expanded, because I think once you keep expanding, it kind of waters it down a little bit. The select group of teams that can make it means something. You know, it really does. Now, expansion took place from 32 to 64 to 68. I understand that. It's not like it was a stagnant kind of tournament. But how big is too big? It's the question. That's and what are you trying to accomplish out of it? Because the same number of universities that's still here, it's just the selection process is a little bit more challenging these days. Because the game of basketball has grown so much in regards to smaller colleges who can compete and deserve to play.
As a Big Ten alum, what does this league have to do to win a national championship?
We've been asking that question since 2000, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've gotten there, gotten chances. But again, you know, a lot of times, too, it's matchup-based. You know, in a one-game scenario, it's just that other team's night. And unfortunately, you may be the lower-ranked team that with the edge towards your roster. But in one game, one scenario, and one time, it just may not be your night. And unfortunately, we've had a lot of those in the Big Ten last, 20 years.
Is there anybody in this conference that could kind of be a wild card this March?
Well, Northwestern, definitely, because of where they play defense and the way that they score the basketball. Purdue, when you have dominant players that can score the basketball like Indiana, guys that can take over the game, they always give you a chance to win in a one-game scenario. And you think about the national champions, you always had that player that you can rely on to put the ball in the basket and that other teams had to double team and try to take out of the game. And we got a few of those in the Big Ten.
Final thought, how many teams have you seen this year that can win it all, and who do you like?
A lot. I mean, it's never been a dominant team. Even though Purdue started off well, I always felt that they're only going to go as far as their young backcourt, so they have their flaws. Just like the Kansas, saw what happened with them, a Texas, an Alabama, Baylor. All these teams all are really good, not great, and all have flaws and weaknesses. So to me, I love to see the tournament this year because I have no clue on who ultimately will cut it down.
Some people like that one dominant team. What do you like, more variety?
I like variety, but TV loves the blue bloods to be a part of it. I mean, from a ratings perspective, you love to have Cinderellas be able to make it like we've seen before, like a George Mason when Butler made it. Well, they're really not a Cinderella, but you know, schools like that kind of capture the hearts and imagination when Illinois, Chicago, and they came and did it. But at the end of the day, it comes down to it because a lot of times it's your blue bloods that are right back, you know, in the Final Four or in a championship game.
Jim, enjoy March. I enjoyed our conversation.
You got it, brother.
That's Mike Lucas with a fun visit with Jim Jackson. Stay with us back to wrap things up on our final Greg Gard show of the season. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, here's how it breaks down in the Big Ten tournament. Starting tomorrow, the Badgers will be first up, taking on Ohio State. That's the 12-13 game, if you will. The seedings, 12-13. 4:30 will be our coverage with the network pregame show, and the tip time set for 5:30 at the United Center. The second game tomorrow night has Nebraska. The Huskers really, you know, played pretty well down the stretch, including a win at Iowa on Sunday afternoon. They are taking on Minnesota. That's the late game on Wednesday. We back up to Wisconsin and Ohio State. The winner of that game will take on Iowa. That will be Thursday. That will be the second game of the day on Thursday. First up will be the 8-9 game. Number 8, Michigan against number 9, Rutgers. That will be at 11 a.m. on Thursday, March the 9th. And then the hopefully, Badgers-Iowa game will take place about 25 minutes after the final horn of that Rutgers-Michigan game. Also in the night session on Thursday, Penn State is at Illinois. That's 10th-seeded Penn State and number 7 seed Illinois. The Minnesota-Nebraska winner will take on the Maryland Terrapins. Purdue, of course, has the top seed. Northwestern earned the second seed via the tiebreaker. Indiana has the number 3 seed, and Michigan State has the 4 seed, and Michigan State, that would be the team of interest for Wisconsin. If the Badgers get through Ohio State and get through Iowa, Tom Izzo's Spartans will be waiting on Friday, March the 10th. So we'll see how it all turns out for the Wisconsin Badgers back in the Big Ten tournament at the United Center in Chicago. Again, our coverage starts at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Tip time 5:30 Central for the Badgers and the Ohio State Buckeyes. We thank Jim Jackson for joining us this week, as well as strength and conditioning coach Jim Snyder and, of course, head coach Greg Gard. For our engineer Dave McCann, I'm Matt LePay. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon from the United Center for Wisconsin and Ohio State on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Been listening to the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 23. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow.